USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's believed to have never happened before. The parents of a high school mass shooter have been arrested themselves now, several hours after a prosecutor filed involuntary manslaughter charges against them. Outside the commercial building where the pair was captured, apparently hiding in the basement overnight, the Detroit Police Chief James White told reporters he didn't know why James and Jennifer Crumbly were at that particular address, some 30 miles away from their home. But they did say police are questioning someone who apparently assisted them.
We did speak with the owners of the building. I don't know if that particular space was owned or leased by the person who left it.
Prosecutors say the couple purposely purchased that gun for their son on Black Friday, the gun that he used to then shoot and kill four people and wound seven others at his high school the other day. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
President Joe Biden says his national security team is crafting a series of comprehensive initiatives aimed at discouraging Russia from invading Ukraine as it's amassed tens of thousands of troops at the border, though it denies it's planning any such incursion. The president, though, spoke with reporters about it at the White House on Friday.
I have been in constant contact with our allies in Europe, the Ukrainians.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken warning Russia of, quote, severe consequences if it does initiate military action against Ukraine. Blinken meeting with his Russian counterpart in Sweden a few days ago to deliver that message. There's a report the U.S. government seized $1 billion worth of Bitcoin from a dark web forum that was selling illegal products back in November of 2020. Again, worth $1 billion then. Now it's risen to a value of $3 billion, and the IRS is about to auction it off. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
They're still chanting, build that wall in Texas, where they're doing it. Texas moving forward with privately built fencing along the Mexican border. As they say, most of the materials that are being used have actually been lying around since they were purchased during the Trump administration. Now, the Texas Military Department says they're being used as temporary infrastructure in the Rio Grande Valley. They're now approaching completion of about 6 miles of the fencing, with more land ready for construction. If you drive a Honda truck, listen up, you might be subject to recall. Here's our Wendy King with details.
A recall of Passport, Pilot, and Ridgeline vehicles over a problem with the hood that could cause it to open unexpectedly while driving. The 2019 Passport, 2016 through 19 Pilot, and 2017 through 2020 Ridgeline are all affected, but no accidents or injuries have been reported. Owners will be notified starting in mid-January to take their truck or SUV in for a fix so the hood won't open accidentally. Honda issued a statement saying that there was a gap between the closed hood of a vehicle and its upper grille, and it was too large for full contact. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.